Every reemergence of the Boss is a big event. This one was as well. In Hartford, 10,000 fans roared Bruce and sang along with every song, including some that were released just earlier in the day. How do I know? Well, here now is Tim Riley, who's at the show. He joins us. And Tim Springsteen, 58 now, was the show as high velocity as ever?
Well, it wasn't as high velocity as some of the shows I saw like 30 years ago, where obviously he's a young man and he has a lot more energy that he can spend. He's saving his energy a lot in these shows, but he's singing great. And he's not embarrassed about being sentimental or about some of the goofier lyrics that he's written. He's still out there giving it 100%, and by the end of the show, he doesn't want to leave the stage. He's drained everybody else, and he wants to keep going.
Well, you know, he opened the tour with Radio Nowhere. That's the song that leads his new album, Magic. Let's listen to it. So what do you think of the tone he's trying to set?
Well, the whole evening really has a very political tone, and it's set by this song because he's doing something very ironic. And what he's saying is, you know, I have this big megaphone, I'm a big rock star, I can write topical songs, but is anybody listening? Is anybody paying attention?
There are some interesting pairings in the show. He uses The Rising, that of course was his response to 9/11, to set up a new topical song called The Last to Die. Now, this is based on John Kerry's anti-war testimony to Congress during the Vietnam War. Remind us of what John Kerry said.
Well, of course, John Kerry comes home as a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War, and then he turns himself into an anti-war protester, and there's footage of him testifying before a congressional committee, and he asks of these congressmen, how can you ask one more person to die for this mistake? And of course, this is what the Bush political machine used against Kerry in the presidential election by saying, how can you be an anti-war protester and a patriot at the same time? And Springsteen's trying to turn this around and reverse it again and use John Kerry's words and direct them at everyone who voted for Bush and say, how can we keep asking people to die for another mistake?
Let's listen. How did the audience react? Because I remember being at a Springsteen show where he was booed in New York when he was critical of the police or 9/11 response.
You know, it's a very delicate mood. It's a mixture of, you know, rousing sentiment and high spirits, and we're all going to get through this together, but we're living in denial. You know, we're living in the future. Our kids are going to have to be paying for this war. And so some of that stuff has a really dark undertow, and it's very interesting what he pulls off.
Hmm. All right, some of the other new songs. Critics are saying Girls in Their Summer Clothes is one of the standouts. But Tim Riley, there's another song you want us to know about.
There's a song on this record called Your Own Worst Enemy that kind of makes a very trenchant political point, and it was a key moment in the show. And it's about how we're all complicit in this Iraq war, and it's about how to be an American today means to take responsibility for the American mess that we made in Iraq. It's a very poetic song.
Here now is Tim Riley, just now recovering from Tuesday night's Bruce Springsteen concert in Hartford. Tim, thanks.
Thanks, Robin.